Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Rower Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
Yo, you're tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am the host of this show, and I am solo today. No guest host, no Erica, just me. It's Friday the 13th. I feel really weird having a weird week. Maybe that's also because Mercury was in retrograde earlier for a lot of days in a row. I'm not sure if it still is. Maybe someone can tell me. The song that we started things off was the track Worst Nightmare by the band Hagface. They are a four-piece from Calgary that shred. I like them a lot. They are suiting to my mood today, and that track was off of their album R.I.P. It came out back in September of this year. It was put out on Psychic Handshake Recordings, and I think you can actually still get copies of it online. I don't know that it's sold out yet, so I would definitely recommend checking them out. How's everybody else doing? Anybody else having a weird week? Anybody else feeling nervous about the fact that it's Friday the 13th? Well, you're not alone. Okay, up next, a great track by a band from Toronto whose new record, Venus on Edge, dropped today. This band is called Hooded Fang. I love them a lot. This track is called Shallow. We'll be right back.
Don't.
was the track Heather D by a band called The Paranoids, and that is off of their forthcoming debut album, After You, and that is going to be out soon. Not sure, but it's going to be released on Hard Feelings, which is a label based in New Orleans, I'm pretty sure. It's good. It's really good. They have some other great tracks online, including one called Rat Boy, and the album artwork is quite nice. Apparently, this band played together. They started jamming to like covers of the Violent Femmes and No Doubt, and then they all went away to college, and then they came back and picked up where they left off and started writing their own music, which is a lot better than those covers, I'm sure. Before we heard from the Paranoids, we heard a track by The Slits called So Tough, and that was off of their 1979 album Cut. And at the top of that set, it was the song Shallow by Hooded Fang off of their album that came out today called Venus on Edge. If you are just tuning in now, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, and I'm the host of the show. It's Friday the 13th. Does anybody have weird stories about Friday the 13th? Weird or sketchy things that have happened to them? I don't know. I know that in high school, once my friends got jumped on Friday the 13th, but that probably could have happened on any given weekend, not to speak to their character, but I think it was just a strange coincidence that it happened to be on Friday the 13th, but that's what I always think about when that this day comes around. So, yeah, maybe if somebody has an interesting Friday the 13th story to tell me, you can call me at 604-822-2487. That would be cool. All right, keeping with the kind of weird feeling, vibe, strange week, don't really know what's going on, I'm going to play a track by the band Fakes. They were from Montreal, Quebec. They are no longer together. This track is called Insecure Bro. I got one way to knock it.
looking for a high-paced, exciting, full-contact sport that's tons of fun? Check out the Terminal City Roller Girls. The league was Vancouver's first ever female roller derby league and is going strong with multiple teams and 6 games a year. Come be a part of the electric atmosphere. Become a player, a referee, or a fan. To play, you'll have to be female and 19 plus and have a valid care card. Derby is also a major time commitment, but you'll quickly realize how much fun skating is and you'll want to skate as often as possible. Tryouts are in the fall, but come out to watch the games throughout the summer. TCRG wants you to skate with them. Go to tcrg.ca/skate to find out how. On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
All right, all right, all right. You are tuned into Fem Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a few songs. The last one was by a artist called Shit Kid, and it was a track called Oh Please Be a Cocky Cool Kid. And Shit Kid is the project of a 23-year-old Swedish woman named Azza. Probably not pronouncing that right. She's based in Gothenburg, and she's been making music since she was around 16, but her most recent release, which is just a Shit Kid EP with 3 tracks, is stuff that is a pretty big progression compared to some of her earlier stuff. It's really fantastic. I was really digging that track, and the cover of the album is really good as well. Before that Shit Kid track, there was a song called White Ice by the band Dernier Sex, and they are from Montreal, and that was off of their EP, also a little 3-song EP that was put out by the Menace Collective back in November of 2015. And that track is actually featured on Weird Canada right now, which is a great music website that showcases a lot of the more different weird stuff that is being released across this entire country, which is pretty impressive when you think about all of the nonsense that is made by this country to weed through all of that and find the good stuff, or at least celebrate the good stuff. And at the top of the set, we heard 2 tracks from a group also based out of Sweden. Their band name is Bitchcraft, which is probably one of the better band names I've heard in a really long time. And the first song I can't pronounce because it's in Swedish. Utmatting Syndromet? Don't know. That was wrong. But I did look it up. I did use Google Translate for you. And apparently that translates loosely to fatigue syndrome in English. And the second track I played by them was called Bryn I Helvetet, and I don't know what that means, but, you know, if you're curious, you can look it up. And that was off of a demo album they put out in February of this year. All right, so we're hanging out. It's Friday the 13th. It's the weekend coming up, as always. I'm very glad the weekend is here. It has been a weird week. And there's lots of nice things happening this weekend for you to do, as always, in this wonderful, weird, sometimes frustrating city. Tomorrow night, there is a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp happening at Red Gate. It's being put on by Denim Vest, which is a collective that puts on kind of like dance party shows. And there's going to be 4 DJs, one called Many Bothans. One is DJ Denise and Denzin 8 Productions. DJ Denise is a host here at CITR. She hosts Queer FM. And there's also a DJ named Cranky and a DJ named DJ J. The door price is $10 to $15. It's no one will be turned away for lack of funds, but it is a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp. So, you know, it's really good to pay money to support that. For those of you that don't know, Girls Rock Camp is a organization that exists all over the world, actually, but in different cities, there are different chapters of it. And basically what it is it's a volunteer-run, not-for-profit organization that puts on a week-long camp for girls in the summer, usually, where girls can learn how to play instruments and write music and do lots of different various activities that help to encourage them to be creative with instruments and to believe that they can, in fact, play music and that it is not a domain that is only meant for men. Here on Femme Concept, we play, of course, 100% Femme Con, which is music that has people who identify as female either writing lyrics, composing the song, performing the song, or producing the song. And we think it's really important to showcase women doing this because it's just not celebrated in the same way that most males making music is. So it's a small contribution, but it's important. It's important to think about, too, when you are attending events or giving your money to musicians or just talking about art and music that you like. Think about who's making it. Think about maybe why we tend to be more into stuff by certain people. Just a thought. All right. There's about 20 minutes of this show left, and I have some more tracks to play. First up is a band called Le Butcherettes, and they're actually based in Mexico. They will be here in Vancouver playing at the Commodore Ballroom on June 7th. And I actually found this band because Supermoon, a Vancouver band, is going on tour down the west coast of America, and they're playing a show down in LA or somewhere around there with this band. So this is a track called Bang by Le Butcherettes. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
That last track was called Katana, and it is by a band called Gland, and they are based in New Orleans, and that track was from their album called Neurotica, which came out back in April. It was released by Community Records. I just actually bought it from Bandcamp. It was $5, which is a steal of a deal, if you ask me. It's a really, really good album. My other favorite track is called Safe Space. They sound like they are kind of 100% rock, but then if you listen to some of their other tracks, they've got some synths in there. They've got a whole bunch of different things. The songs all kind of sound different, which is a rarity, and it is very nice. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Before we heard from Gland, we heard a track by the band Feed Dogs. They are from Edmonton, and that was a song called Wallpaper. And at the top of the set, it was a track by Lee Butcheretz, and that track was called Bang off of their album Sin, Sin, Sin. They are a band from Mexico. Yeah, cool. Hopping around a little bit. All right. To end things off, got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to play a track by a band called The Sweethearts. They're also from Edmonton. Great music scene in that city, I must say. I don't know that I would ever want to live there because I'm a baby and it's freezing cold in the winter. But damn, they produce some fresh, fresh stuff. The track I'm going to play for you is called Man Meat by The Sweethearts.
We'll be right back.
That was the song Fast Fashion by Supermoon. And very, very exciting news is that next week, Femme Concept, Friday, May 20th, Supermoon will be playing here live on air with me. I'm so excited. Feeling very blessed. It's also the day of their record release. It's coming out on that day, and they're playing on the radio. It's going to be really, really awesome, so definitely tune in. And the night before, they are playing their album release show at the Astoria, and they're playing with Dumb and Woolworm and Shrouded at Amps, and it's just going to be so good. That record is coming out on Mint, and it is going to be so fantastic. Every track that's been put out so far is superb. Really good mix of a lot of different things. And their music just fits so well together, all the different instruments that they play and the way that they switch off and the way that they incorporate all of their voices. It's not like anything else. So I'm definitely excited for that. Before we heard from Supermoon, we heard a track by the Sweethearts from their album Boner Jams, and that came out in May of this year, so just now. They came out like a week ago. Whoa, crazy. They're from Edmonton. Yeah, so we've reached almost the end of the show here, but don't go anywhere because Radio Zero is up next, and then Nardwuar. And later on tonight, Lady Radio is on. So, yeah, lots of great programming to fill up your ear holes. Thanks for tuning in today. I feel a little bit less weird than when I started this show off. Having a weird week, and it's Friday the 13th, and everything just seems a little bit off. So, yeah, but, you know, feeling a little bit better now through doing this show. So, there you go. Okay, I'm going to end with one of my favorite songs. That I think has a very good feeling to take you into the weekend. This is Fanfare in the Garden by Essential Logic. Have a wonderful Friday night.